Good evening. This is Janice Lang-Yort. I'm chairing the Pacifica National Board Personnel Committee meeting on Monday, July 21st, 2014. It's 7:38 p.m. Central Time. And I'd like to ask the secretary to please call the roll.
Okay. All right, in 1 second. Okay. Janice Lang-Yort?
Here.
Lily Brazon?
Here.
Jim Brown? Jana Coleman?
Here.
Jose Luis Fuentes?
Here.
I am here, Kim Kaufman, Secretary, Janet Coburn.
Present, and could whoever is making the noise mute?
Just go over there.
Could someone mute their phone, please?
Serene Roberts.
Present.
Richard Uzel.
Here.
Okay. Luzette King. Hank Lamb.
Yes.
Great. Thank you. I believe the next item of business would be to approve the proposed agenda. For those who may not have it in front of them, I will read it aloud. First item would be to approve, review and approve the June 16, 2004 and June 16, 2014 and July 16, 2014 meeting minutes. The next item would be to review existing ED job description / approve or amend document for final approval by Pacifica National Board members. The next item, search/hiring process, budget, and timeline. And then the last item is anything else. The meeting is scheduled to take 90 minutes. On the agenda, there is also listed a proposed hiring timeline that was presented by Lydia Brazon in advance of our July 16, 2014 meeting. And those items are listed on the bottom of the agenda that's also been sent to you, and I've asked for it to be posted on the PNB website. There's also an additional proposed hiring timeline that I am proposing to present at tonight's meeting. Are there any amendments to the agenda?
Yes, Janet Kay.
Yes, Janet Kay.
I think it would be good to, and I don't know who might have this information, but to have some kind of report or update of the status of the IED situation, since we are saying that in the proposed timeline, the ED would not be hired until November, and so there is all this time between now and then that we would have an IED, and would Margie be serving the whole time and so forth. So just some kind of a status of the IED.
Is there a second to that?
I'd second that.
Okay. Any other amendments to the meeting agenda for this evening?
This is Serene with a question about the item that was just proposed.
Yes, Serene.
Okay. This committee was tasked with preparing the hiring process for the permanent executive director. I would ask Janet Coburn to explain again why she feels it's necessary, or what exactly this inquiry would consist of. I'm not sure I understood her point.
Janet, Kate?
Yeah.
Yes, please.
Point of information.
Point of information first, and then back to Janet Kay. Yes, Richard.
Are we just putting stuff on the agenda now? Should we stop start talking about things?
We're just adding potential amendments to the agenda. This item could be thoroughly discussed if the committee decides to approve an amended agenda, and it would become clear at that point. Janet, for the sake of time, because we do have a lot to discuss this evening and hope to make some progress, I would ask Serene if we could move forward and ask if there are any other amendments to the agenda, and then take a vote on the proposed amendments to the agenda.
Right, but in order for me to vote on whether or not I think this belongs on the agenda, I'd like to understand what it is she expects to achieve.
I understand that she is asking that there be a report on the status of the IED, if in fact the agenda is amended to include this item, and no one has any updates regarding the status of the IED, then we would move on to the next agenda item.
Okay, does that mean she's not going to answer my question?
She certainly can.
Direct it to the person who made the amendment.
Janet Kay, I want to ask you if you can respond to this, and then I would remind us we probably have another 3 minutes for this agenda item.
Okay. So since one of the agenda items is the proposed hiring timeline for the permanent ED, and that involves a possible date in November, I'm wondering what the situation is, and just with the status of the IED, of an IED, and would the personnel committee also be involved in that if Margie is not going to serve through the time that the permanent ED becomes hired. And I would suggest having that, and maybe nobody has that information, but having that after the review and approval of the
point of information. What information?
I don't know. Well,
what information is there, that we ought to be having
is
here?
Is there some kind of process for hiring or appointing an IED to serve in place of Margie between now and whenever the permanent ED is hired?
Janet, I think I can answer that question based on the conversation that I had with Margie earlier this spring, I think it was. My conversation...
Wait a minute. This is an agenda item.
Fine.
And
I feel it's relative to the proposed amendment to the agenda that I answer, because I think this will then move us to the next phase of taking a vote on the agenda.
Okay.
I have a point of order. Jose Luis de Fuentes, KPFA.
Yes, Jose Luis.
I have not seen the rules that set forth the jurisdiction of this personnel committee and what its limits are, but this doesn't sound like it's within our purview to do. This is a PMB matter, not a personnel committee matter. We're just...
That Thank you, Jose Luis. I appreciate that point of order. If I may just quickly respond to the item that's been noted, and then I think we can move on. I was asked to chair a committee whose responsibility in the coming months is to provide a process for searching for a permanent executive director. I was not informed nor charged with from the board president or chairperson or any other member of the PMB to take on the role of selecting, talking, or providing advice on an interim executive director. And I think that pretty much clarifies what I understand our charge to be, as it was related to me. So are there any other...
May I be right here?
I just have a point of information, a question.
Yes, Janet, and then I'm not sure who...
Yeah, I don't know. Does this mean that Janet Kay's amendment or suggestion is out of order with our charge?
That would be my ruling for this this item.
Okay.
Based on what's been conveyed to me.
Okay.
And my role is to be direct and honest.
Right.
Okay. And we can certainly, it is still on the floor for the potential of it being added to the agenda based on the vote of the committee. Are there any other amendments?
Yeah. This is Serena. It's not an amendment, but I would object to this item. How are we going? We're going to be voting on these individually, correct?
We're going to be voting on the amendment to add this item to the agenda, and then we will vote on the final agenda. I believe that's been the process.
Okay. So I would object to... May I be allowed to speak?
Yes, and then I think I heard Janet Coleman, if she has comment. Okay.
No, she's spoke already. Okay.
Well, she could speak again, Serene.
Oh, indeed she can, but she didn't ask to. It was Kim Kaufman who interrupted me, not Janet Coleman. But at any rate, so I would object to this being on the agenda. I don't think it's part of our charge, and I think we should try to get done the work that we were assigned before seeking additional assignment.
Okay, your objection.
Is Janet Kay?
Noted for the record. Janet Kay.
Janet Kay,
on the stack.
And
well, I have a point of information. I have a quick point of information.
Okay, Kim, and then Janet Kay, then Hank, and then I'd like to move forward with calling a vote for the amendment and then approving the agenda.
Okay.
Kim?
Did you, in fact, send out the agenda? Because if you did, I can't find it. So I would just
send
a copy of it.
Yes, it's included in an email to each of the members. It's included in the body of the email. It's also included as an attachment. And I will...
I just forwarded Janet. Janice? Yeah, I just forwarded it to Kim.
Okay. I think this... I'll just take a second to say that I had asked that everyone send in the email address that they thought was most appropriate for them, and in checking back with Kim, I did not get any changes, and I'm supposing that everyone on the call has a copy of the message with the agenda. Is there anyone else who needs it? Then, Kim, after this call, I'll just need to check to see if I've got an incorrect email address for you. So on the floor is a proposed amendment to the agenda put forth by Janet Kay, seconded by Janet Coleman. Janet, you had a point
and then Hank Lamb, and then I'd like to move to take a vote.
Okay, I just wonder if
Janet Kay. No, this is Janet Kay.
Oh, go ahead.
Okay, so all this is a something to be added to the agenda as an informational report on the status of the ID situation. It's not anything about acting on it. And the reason why I'm thinking we should get information is because we are working on a timeline to hire an ED. And so there's a dependency possibly. So,
okay.
Just like the budget, there's a dependency with the budget.
Correct.
Okay.
Thank you. Then it was Hank Lamb and Janet Coleman. Did you ask to speak?
I just want to know if you...
I'm sorry, but Hank is... I think Hank
Oh, okay. Go ahead. Sorry.
Well, two things. One, can somebody provide in writing what our directive specifically is? Two, if it's not in writing, who gave us the directive and on what authority? And B, why are we worried that much about adding one item to something when we fight for an hour in our regular PNB meetings and barely get an agenda done at all?
Thank you. Richard, I think you were next, and then Janet Coleman, and then let's move to a vote.
This is Richard. I wasn't on there.
Okay, thank you. Then Janet Coleman, then I'd like to move to a vote on the amendment.
Well, I just want to say that I think as a piece of information, it's something we are obliged to know, because how critical a state our network is in is relative to how stable is our management. And to have an executive director that is she's doing it sometimes, she isn't doing it, isn't really good for the institution. So we have to be aware. We have to, working on our timeline is of any concern at all, our timeline has to consider, are we going to get someone in there or aren't we? Or do we have all the time in the world, to figure ways to not have anybody too threatening.
Okay.
I think I'll stop here.
Thank you.
This is Hank. I have one small thing to add, if I can.
Yes, please. Let's make it quick.
Well, we just had an IED who was supposed to be here till October. So as we can see, all our IED plans do not work out. So it wouldn't be bad to have this information in hand.
Thank you, Hank. I'd like to call for a vote on the amendment to add to the agenda a report on the status of the IED. I'm not that well-versed in Robert's rules, but if I've been tracking correctly, we'll vote on the amendment separately and then vote on the amended approval. So, Janet Kaufman, could you please call the roll for a vote on the amendment to report on the status of the IED
situation, the IED situation?
Okay. Are you still muted, Kim?
Oh, hell yeah. Sorry. I was going down. Lydie Brazon?
No.
Jim Brown?
No.
Deanna Coleman?
Yes.
Fuentes?
No.
Kaufman, yes. Coburn?
Yes.
Roberts?
No.
No? No?
Richard, are you muted?
I was, yes.
Whoops, I forgot Lamb. I'm trying to go alpha here. Hank Lamb?
Yes.
Okay.
And Janice.
I am going to vote yes. And could you ask for Luzette King in case, like Jim Brown did, she's on the call, but we weren't aware that
right.
She's on the call?
King? Okay. So that is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 2, 4. So it passes.
Thank you. And now I'd like to take a vote on approving the agenda as amended. Is there any objection to approving the agenda as amended? Hearing no objection, then we will move forward with the agenda as amended. The next item on the agenda is to review and approve the minutes from the July 16th and June 16th minutes. And they were forwarded to you by the secretary this evening.
This is Richard. I'd like to move both of those approved.
Is there a second?
Point of information.
Yes, Serene.
When were they sent out?
They were sent out this evening at 7:14 p.m., and they were sent to your address at yes.serene@yahoo.com.
Okay, I don't need you to give my address on the screen. The time of the email would suffice.
Excuse me, Serene. I didn't realize that was going to be such an issue.
The first ones from the meeting before.
I'm sorry, Kim. Could you hold on a second? There was a motion by Richard. Is there a second to the motion to approve the minutes as presented?
Well, this is Kim. I'll approve them. I mean, I'll second that.
These minutes were sent out 15 minutes before the call?
No.
I have them from you at 8:14 p.m. Eastern.
That's one set. That was went out today. The earlier ones were previously sent out before the other meeting.
Excuse me, Serene. I think we're trying to follow a method that you often propose that we do, that you would be recognized by the chair, and that we would let each other finish a sentence before jumping in.
Please recognize me.
I'd love to, Serene. Would you like to be recognized now?
Now is good.
Please, what's your question?
So my question is the corrected minutes from last, what was it, Thursday or whatever, and the minutes of last Thursday were sent out about 15 minutes before the start time of the call today? Or was it sent earlier and I missed it? I'm asking because I
realize you're asking. I have a time stamp on the minutes that I received at 7:14 p.m.
Right, you're in a different time zone. But it's 15 minutes
yes,
before the call is set up. Okay, so
I think that's been established. Hearing no second.
Kim, I'd like her to recognize that to second it. I seconded it.
I'm sorry, Kim. You're right. Yes. Please, Kim. What would you like to say?
Nothing. I just was seconding the motion to approve the minutes.
I have that.
Janet Kay, I'd like to get on the stack.
Yes, Janet Kay.
I just sent my amendment to the June 16th minutes. Well, I raised this at the last meeting, but it's one thing on page 2 and another thing on page 6. It's basically to add quote, from the ED job description listed in the October 4th, 2012 PMB meeting minutes after, this is the first one on page two, after the listing, after Fuentes-Motion-Ray-ED job description. And then the other on page six, add above the job description, quote, a version of the ED job description as listed in October, in the October 4th, 2012 PMB meeting minutes.
This is Kim, and I guess I have a point of order.
What's your point of order, Kim?
Well, these minutes were tabled, so somebody has to move to untable them, actually, technically.
Thank you so much for that reminder, Kim. I was not aware that that needed to be a specific action. Is there a motion to untable the approval of the minutes for the meeting of
the
16th?
I second, if I'm not mistaken.
I'm sorry, I heard a second and wasn't
yes,
there.
Yes, Janet.
A second and what?
Oh, I thought you made a motion.
No, somebody should make a motion to untable them.
Oh, I make a motion to untable them.
Okay.
You're in for the staff.
Is there a second to the... I second.
10 seconds.
Thank you. Serene?
Yeah, I would move to table both sets of minutes. If I understand correctly, Janet Coburn is just sending in the corrections from the last set of minutes. I know that there were... somewhere in the last set of minutes, there was also a comment by the secretary. Oh, she claims this was with reference to me, that she claims this is an amendment or substitute or something like that. That kind of language is completely unacceptable in minutes. The minutes are not ready, and the new set, which was sent out 15 minutes before this meeting, I was still traveling. I certainly hadn't had a chance to read them, and I would like to do that. I appreciate the work and the effort. I think we should, be reasonable. I don't think 15 minutes is enough time to expect people to read minutes.
This is Kim.
Time off the table.
This is Kim.
I'm sorry, that was Serene who moved to table. I didn't hear a second. So, Lydia. Kim is next, and then Lydia, you're asking to be on the stack.
No, I'm seconding to table.
Point of information.
Yes, it could be.
Yes, point of information.
You already had a motion to untable the ones that had been tabled. It seemed like you have to deal with that before you bring on another amendment.
You're correct. So all those in favor of approving the minutes of the July... Sorry.
Motion to untable.
Yeah,
motion
point of order. Thank you. It's really hot here. All those in favor of removing from the table, untabling the minutes of June 16, 2016, we'll take a roll call vote for that, please.
All right. Libby Brazon?
Lydia, are you muted?
Yes. I'm sorry, I'm just walking in. What was the question?
To untable the minute.
No.
Jim Brown? Can't hear you, Jim. Dana Coleman?
I mean, I hope I'm remembering the wording of this and went back. I think I'm saying yes.
Yeah, you made a motion to untable.
In other words, I'm saying yes to my own motion.
Right.
Okay.
Jose Luis
Fuentes.
No.
Kaufman votes yes. Coburn?
Yes.
Lamb?
Yes, since we can amend them any time in perpetuity.
Roberts?
No.
Uzel?
Yes.
And Ewart?
Yes.
Okay. This is Kim. Okay, so, oh, sorry, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, yes. 1, 2, 3, no.
I'm sorry, I have...
I forgot to call King. King? No, it's too late.
I have 7 yes and 3 no.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. All right. Coleman. Kaufman. Oh, I forgot to put myself. No? All right. So, the yeses, it was Coleman, Kaufman, Coburn, Lamb.
Oh, I see my mistake. I see my mistake.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right.
So the motion to untable the minutes of June 16, 2016 passes.
This is Kim. I'd like to be recognized.
Yes, Kim.
I just want to say these minutes that we just untabled are the same minutes that were sent out last week. So there has been, since last week until now, to review them. So they weren't just sent out, you know, an hour ago. They were resent out for convenience.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
And Serene, yes. Yes, Richard, and then Serene.
At the very beginning of this conversation, I made a motion to approve both sets of minutes, and it was seconded.
Yes.
That should be dealt with.
That you're correct. But that was also at a point at which we had not untabled the minutes. Now that the minutes have been untabled and the second set had not been tabled, the motion on the floor then is to approve the minutes of June 16th and July 16th. Serene, you asked to be on the stack, and after that we'll call the vote for the motion that was made by Richard Uzel earlier.
Okay. I have a point of information for my statement. What would I need to do beyond making a motion to divide the approval of the two sets of minutes?
I'm not a parliamentarian, and so I cannot adequately answer that question.
Just give it a second.
We've already have a motion on the floor to approve both sets of minutes.
Right.
And so to undivide that motion, my practical sense is that we'd have to vote up or down the approval of these minutes, and if they do not, if that motion doesn't pass, then the motion to amend.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
That's incorrect.
Richard.
I think Ms. Roberts is right. You you just move to divide, and then you consider them separately.
Janet
Kay.
Serene, do I understand you that you're making a motion to divide the approval of the minutes?
I'll second that.
Janet Kay, point of order.
Okay, just a second. Who was the second?
Richard.
Thank you.
I think we need to move on with this. This is a minor.
Yeah, I think so, too. We're losing significant time. Janet Kay, what's your point of order?
Well, it's my understanding that the motion to divide is on the voting on a motion not to, but I'm okay with separating the
Yes, please, let's do that so that we can actually cover something that's 8-12,
This is Serene.
Yes, Serene.
I had asked for the stack, but I'd also said that I had a point of information separate from that, so my point of information has been addressed. I'd like to get on the stack.
This is Kim, I'd like to get on the stack.
Okay, Serene, and I think maybe you are muting yourself or something else is happening because I'm not hearing you oftentimes when you say you've asked to be recognized, and I've not heard you. I'm not sure why.
In the single statement where I asked, when I had the floor, and I asked about the process for separating the two items, the motion to divide, I also said, I said I have a point of information, and then I'd like to be on the stack.
Okay, Serene, I can't be any more direct than to say that I did not hear that.
No, I didn't either.
Serene, would you like to go next, and then Kim, and then we're going to call for the vote of the minutes so that we can move on in this agenda?
Okay. So there are a few corrections I'd like to make with regard to the minutes on 616. I'm trying to open Janet Coburn's motion. My point is this. It is 9:14. I understand we have the minutes. There were corrections that were due to be made on the minutes of the 16th of June that were discussed when we spoke last Wednesday night, Thursday night, I don't remember, that are still not in the minutes that have been sent forth today. And certainly the minutes of last Thursday, which were sent forth 15 minutes, 16 minutes before the start of this meet, the scheduled start of this meeting, I think are reasonably not ready to be approved. So in the interest of time, and I do want to get the minutes done, but in the interest of time, I would think that we should not spend any more time on minutes, but simply table them and move on with the meat, if you will, or strong vegetables of this meeting.
Okay, thank you, Serene. Kim, you're next.
Okay. The reason I didn't put them in because they were not voted on last time, okay? We did not take a vote on these minutes. That's why I did not put any changes in. I made notes. I have them. They can be voted on. I have Coburn's notes, and I had Fuente's notes in there. If people don't remember what they are, I mean, Coburn reminded us. If Fuentes wants to remind us of what that is, we need to vote on it. That's why I did not send out revised. Serene, you've had until last Thursday to review them. So,
Madam Chair, this is out of order.
Excuse me, you're out of order. You were not called upon, Serene. Would you please let Kim finish, and then we are going
And I'd like my point of personal privilege.
You'll have it in just a moment. I'm taking the chair's privilege to remind us that we don't interrupt others, and I believe Kim was speaking. You weren't recognized yet. Kim, would you please finish your statement?
Well, all I'd say is I call the question, and we take a vote on these amendments.
Okay, thank you. Question is called. As I understand it, that requires that we go
Point of order. Point of order.
What's your point of order, Serene?
The question cannot be called in committee, and I ask for a point of personal privilege since the secretary chose to name me.
Serene, what's your point of personal privilege, and then please let's move on.
My point of personal privilege is that the secretary has absolutely no place telling me what I should have done since last Thursday. That's like totally.
Okay, thank you, Serene.
And it would be helpful. It would be helpful, Janice, if you, instead of telling me, wait till you get the stat, that when she does something that is clearly out of order, to tell her that it's out of order.
Thank you, Serene. I will take that under advisement as my role as chair. I'm going to stop for half a second and say to each and everyone on this call that we are working to conduct business for the Pacifica National Foundation. The opportunity to sideswipe each other is not going to be tolerated anymore in this meeting. And the point at which I believe it's taking place, I will not recognize you, and I will ask you to please stay on point for the agenda. Thank you for the advice regarding the division of the motion. We'll take a first, we'll vote first on the approval of the minutes from June 16, 2014. Would you please call the roll, Kim?
Janet, I have a correction.
The correction that you noted 10 minutes ago?
I have a number of corrections, if I may.
Janet Kay? Yes.
Well, before we move to approve the minutes themselves, we need to address amendments. And I made an amendment to the June 16th meeting minutes, and there's another director who has some other corrections. So don't we have to deal with those before?
Point of order.
Yes, Kim.
I believe there were no objections to your corrections, Janet.
And the question is relevant. Are all of the corrections, as I see them in the document that I'm looking at, include all of the corrections that were noted during the July 16th meeting when
they were not. I said that. I'm sorry to interrupt, but I said that earlier. I did not put them in because they were not, we didn't finalize the minutes. I can repeat them for people to refresh your memories, but I did not send them out again because they weren't approved.
Kim, I would say in the future, though they've not been approved, they are still in draft form, and it is challenging to approve minutes with the suggested changes if they do not appear at some place in the minutes that are going to be reviewed for approval. I'll remind the committee, as was done earlier by Hank, that minutes can be approved into perpetuity. It is not the best way to function, in my professional opinion. However, I will ask that as we move forward, we try to establish a process that includes everything that is open to being reported in a minute, whether they've been approved yet or not, so that we don't come to the same situation and spend 50 minutes on one agenda item. There's been a motion made to divide the approval of the minutes. Have I not called someone who asked to be on the stack before we move to a vote?
Yes, so then we went to KPS.
And Serene has some amendments, as I said before you.
Serene, please, I am as fair as anyone you've ever met. Please understand if I don't call on you, I have not heard you.
Janice, you did hear me. You allowed me to speak, and without responding or allowing me to make my amendments, you then called Janet Copen, who reminded you that both she and another member had corrections.
Thank you, Serene. Jose Luis and then Serene.
So we're going to be voting on minutes as amended in the previous meeting. Is that
correct?
Correct. Okay.
Correct. That's my understanding.
And then if we approve them, then Kim will go ahead and make the correction that we emailed at the last meeting.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you. Serene?
So beginning at the top, the call to order must have been 8:40 because we use Eastern time for our governance meetings, so we want to correct that from 5:40. It might be confusing to people. We consistently use Eastern on our governance. And again, I'm sorry that I've not had time to carefully review the minutes because there was quite a bit of confusion by the people chairing it about what was happening, especially towards the end of the meeting. On page 2, at the bottom of, sorry, okay, at the bottom of page 2, the secretary puts that Roberts, point of information, claims she made a substitute motion. The word claim in this context is pejorative, and I object to it being in the minutes. So I would strike that and offer the word stated, although if it was a point of information, it was a question, and I don't see that the secretary has phrased this in the form of a question, so I don't know quite what to do with it. I don't know what her intention was there. But those are the two first corrections that I'd like to see made. There are a couple of others. I'm going to try to locate the page numbers to make it easier, and someone else can speak in the meantime.
Excuse me, Serene, you are asking that the last item on page 2, Roberts-POI-claims she made a substitute motion. You're requesting that be stricken. Do I understand that correctly?
I'm asking that it be corrected. Now, without going back to actually listen to the meeting, I don't remember what my question was a month ago, but it was a point of information, which means it was a question. It wasn't a statement, and it certainly wasn't a, quote,
point. Point of order.
This is Kim. I'd like to be recognized.
I asked Serene if you're asking that this be stricken or if it is to be corrected. If it's to be corrected, we need the correction as it should be, and if not, then it's to be stricken.
This is Kim, and I'd like to be recognized.
And this is Janet.
Just a moment. Okay, I've got both of you. Serene, could you answer my question, please?
Oh, I thought I did. I said that.
No, I don't.
Okay, well, then let me say it again. Let me say it again, since you didn't hear me the first time. This is listed as a point of information. A point of information is a question. So I'm certain that my point of information would have been a question. This is not a question. This is a statement. And not only is it a statement, but it is a pejoratively phrased statement. And I object.
This is Kim. I'd like to be recognized.
I will recognize you in a moment, Kim. Thank you. You did not answer my question, Serene. I will now move to Kim and then Janet C., and then I'm going to call the question on the approval of the minutes. Dare say I'd be corrected later for having not adequately chaired this meeting. Kim and then Janet.
I took this off the audio. That is what it was. You asked for a point of information. That is, from the audio, what was said. I don't know how to handle it, because it was a fact, it did happen. To stricken it is not correct, and it's not a question, and you claim to make a substitute motion where the record above shows you did not. I don't know what to do with it, so I can't change the record of what happened.
Thank you. Janice?
Yeah, you know, I think this is extremely dilatory, this particular point of personal privilege. There is a way that a point of personal privilege can become a real exercise in narcissism unless we think, you know, how important is this that one person hasn't been recorded exactly? There's a record. There's a public record. You're on the record. Why don't we find out what you said and see what the big deal is instead of tying up this whole meeting with a point of fake, I don't want to say fake personal privilege, but what's the word, entitled personal privilege, you know?
Madam Chair, I have a point of personal privilege.
Okay.
Whatever. I am going to call for the vote of the work that we need to do here tonight. We are going to separate the approval of the minutes, and I'm going to ask Kim Kaufman to please call the roll for the approval of the minutes as
Madam Chair.
Per the, excuse me, Serene, I'm not recognizing you at this moment. I want to get through this agenda item.
I have an agenda. I have another correction and have a point of personal privilege. How do you expect me to present those if you refuse to recognize me after allowing a personal attack?
I'm not aware of a personal attack. Would you please note your next correction and your point of personal privilege? And what I'd like to ask that you keep it within 2 minutes so that we can move on.
Richard, to the stat.
okay?
What order do you want them in, Madam Chair?
The correction and the point of personal privilege.
Okay. So on page 2, the bottom of page 2, the second to last line.
That reads Kaufman, T-O-O, established time
certain. That's right. That's right.
Is that it? What's the correction?
That's right. Okay. So that was 9 p.m., and it ties to the very last line on the minutes. The minutes proper, not the job description and all of that. But on the bottom of page 3, again, the time is given in Pacific time. We require that the time be given Eastern, in the Eastern time zone. So if we can also have that correction made. On my point of personal privilege, I think it's quite rich that you do not recognize any hostility at all in allowing a member to call me the queen of narcissism or whatever her term was. And talk about fake points of privilege. When in fact, on the issue of discussing this motion, I had not made a point of personal privilege. I did make a point, I made a point of correction that it's either a point of information or a point of order, and this thing that she has here is improper. That was my statement.
Thank you very much, Serene.
There are standards at work.
Thank you for that observation. Richard, you're next, and then we're going to call for the vote.
Yes, as far as time zones and stuff, I think the director's correct in saying that all of our official stuff is East Coast. And I always think we ought to put time zone and Prince's side things because we never know what we're talking about. But I've only said that about 100 times. And would the member consider changing claims to stated?
That's directed to you, Serene?
Yeah, I did earlier say that it might, you know, it was. I believe it was a question. It's been a month and 5 days. I don't remember.
What I'm asking, could we take the word claims and put in stated?
I did say previously in this session, believe it or not, that stated would be more proper than claims, yes, which is clearly pejorative and intended.
I'll second that.
So there's a motion to change the word claims on the bottom of page 2 of the June 16, 2014 minutes to the word stated. Is there a second?
If there are no objections, I put it in.
Okay. Kim, would you please call the roll for the approval of the minutes of June
16, 2014? I will do that.
Janet K., point of information?
Yes, Janet.
Well, I would appreciate it if the secretary would read out the different changes, maybe just briefly, that will be included, because there have been a number of them that have been discussed right now.
So let's start with page 1. There are no noted changes on page 1.
I have changed call to order from 5:40 to 8:40. I have taken out the Fuentes sentence on page 2, which was agreed upon last time. I changed at the bottom of page 2, stated for claims, and I changed meeting adjourned at 10:30. I can go back and put EDT in there, and below on page 4 at the top, before the job description, the below description was sent by Jose Luis Fuentes and Lydia Brazan and was approved by the PNB October 4th, 2012.
Thank you. Would you please call the roll for the approval of the minutes as amended?
Okay. Brazan?
Abstain.
This is for June 16th only, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Brown? Okay.
I'm abstain.
Pardon me?
Abstain.
Okay. Coleman?
Come back to me in a second. My computer just sort of crashed.
Fuentes?
Abstain.
Kim votes yes. Coburn?
Yes.
Lamb?
Yes.
Robert?
No.
Yuzel?
Yes.
Ewart?
Yes.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 to 1, 2, 3.
Yes, Janet.
Oh, 5 to 6 to 6 to 1 to 3. Unless anybody objects to Coleman voting after I call the
right.
Well, that was
well, I passed.
So moving to the minutes of June 16th. Sorry, July 16th, 2014. Are there any corrections to the minutes of July 16th, 2014? I'm sorry, I can't hear.
Serene,
yes, Serene. Okay.
Who's that?
Yes, Serene.
Okay, I move that we table the minutes for July. What was that, 16?
Yes.
Yes, I move that we table.
Is Janet Kay second? Janet Kay second.
Is this undebatable? I object. Yeah. We need to get on with it.
I would remind the members, as I've been reminded numerous times, that minutes can be approved beyond the current meeting, that minutes are
right.
Always open for correction.
Point of order.
Yes, Kim.
I believe motion to table has no discussion. Let's take a vote.
There's a motion to table the meeting minutes of July 16th, 2014. Would you please take a vote?
Brisson.
Yes.
Brown.
Yes.
Coleman.
No.
Fuentes.
Yes.
Was that a yes?
Yes.
Kaufman, yes. Coburn? Coburn?
Janet, are you muted?
Sorry, yes.
Lamb?
Yes.
Roberts?
Yes.
Yuzel?
No.
And Ewart?
Yes.
All right. Mrs. Kim, I'd like to be recognized.
Would you please say the vote, Kim?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 8 to 2.
8 to 2. 8 yes, 2 no.
Yeah, they are
taking. Kim, I'll recognize you, and then I'd like to move on to the second agenda item. We have less than 30 minutes for this meeting. Kim,
on
the floor.
Because it is 6:30 and we did not put it in the agenda, I would like to add some meetings to the Personnel Committee. As it is, we are not meeting for another month. I believe we have a lot of work to do. So I would move that we add some meetings between now and our next regularly set meeting, which is in a month.
I would second that.
Okay, Kim moves, Janet seconds, adding an amendment to the meeting now.
Not an amendment. I'm making a motion right now. It's not on the agenda, but I'm making a motion to add meetings because we haven't gotten anything done tonight, and we've got a lot of work to do. So it doesn't need to be on the agenda. I'm moving it. It was seconded. We just vote. You know.
Is there any objection to adding additional meeting dates to the Personnel Committee schedule for the month of August and possibly July?